South America as an American missionary. He is a published author, former political consultant, an expert in history, economics, conspiracies, politics, philosophy, and religion. He has never missed a single question on an IQ test, making him the most intelligent patriot in America. Welcome to the Paul Drockton Radio Program.
Welcome back, my friends, to the second hour of the Paul Drockton Radio Program and my website, internettruth.org, where you can actually find articles that I've written and also that Peter's written. And I want to remind you as well that you can subscribe to my weekly newsletter. All you need to do is click on the banner ad in the left column on internettruth.org. And we're going to continue talking about this. If you'd like to call in, maybe you have questions, maybe you'd like to add to the conversation, the number is 877-488-5350. And Peter, go ahead.
Yeah, just before I continue, it's in relation to phone-ins, because I know there's a lot of people out there that have become victims of pedophilia. And I was lucky enough on one show in Europe that someone that has suffered that terrible experience actually came on air, without a name, of course, which is wonderful, because I think the more they talk about it, the more that this is going to be exposed. But going back to the uncle, the uncle was so brutally attacked, the autopsy results were held back intentionally, so Anne Gregg, which is Holly's mother, couldn't access the autopsy report. And under the Freedom of Information Act, eventually they received the information. And it was quite obvious that this guy had been savagely assaulted to break the sternum plate and fracture the skull, etc. Was not a routine person trying to commit suicide in a car. And so there was a very clear implication there of murder. And Robert did make a list, and a lot of the literature that was moved backwards and forwards between the schools and the police, etc., he made available to me. And unlike the others, I actually named the people on air. And I'm going to name one now, which is the Sheriff of Aberdeen, Mr. Buchanan himself, was one of the ones that interfered with Holly. And he was one of the kingpins. So there's
Peter,
one name for it.
Just to interject here, I want to point out to our listeners that a sheriff is a judge.
Yeah, he's as high as you can go. And of course, as you rightfully said, the headmaster was involved. There was a very senior police officer from Grand Prix Police involved, who has since died. You know, God's taken care of that side of him, I guess. It's rather sad, because he could have been pulled into the fray eventually. And you've got to understand, this pedophilia ring is so vast in Scotland that... I don't know whether you've heard, have you heard of the, what's it called, the Dunblane Massacre?
Yes. Okay, go ahead and explain it.
The Dunblane Massacre was a lot of primary school-aged children, very young children, you know, the pretty little faces that everyone adores, and I think it was somewhere in the region of 14 of them were killed, and teachers, by a pedophile. And it was quite obvious that this had been orchestrated, because all this going on, people are starting to spill the beans. And the worst thing that can happen to a pedophilia ring is to allow someone to start talking about it. Like you and I, you know, they gun for you straight away. And in this case, there was a rumor that a couple of the children were starting to cough the beans up about their own experiences. And the guy that shot them was a pedophile. And he was denied a gun license, but he was given a gun license by Lord Robinson, who's Scottish. Lord Robinson, and there's another name to name on air, because I don't care, you know. Lord Robinson was in charge of NATO. Listen to this, folks, because you're part of NATO. The head of NATO, Lord Robinson, is a pedophile, and he arranged for the other pedophile to have a gun license because of his position in the Scottish government. And this guy went into the school, shot all these children in this massacre and a couple of school teachers, and then turned the gun.
Peter, hold off here. We're going to go on to a quick break.
Okay.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Drockton radio program and my website, internettruth.org, where you can find the headline news, my friends. And if you'd like to call into the program, the number is 877-488-5350. Go ahead, Peter.
Okay, so you have to understand that this is on such a scale. It's an epidemic, actually, pedophilia. It's so rife. And for some reason, the people at the top that run our country, in some cases, are part and parcel of the problem. And it is hearsay, that Gordon Brown, our ex-prime minister, was so inclined. So I'm prepared to say that. Why not? I don't care. And I do know that our previous prime minister before Gordon Brown, who's Tony Blair, was given a very long list of pedophilia in this country, especially at political level, and this had an implication with CIA, FBI, because people that delve into these areas could be considered a security risk to the country, because their activity allows them to sometimes violate the very principles of why they're in office. So you've got this situation, and Tony Blair was privy to a list, and I also know, because I'm in a court case with someone that involved in Intel, who's now been found guilty of their problem, I'm still fighting this case, and that person also gave a list to Tony Blair on the pedophilia that was active in North Wales, along the lines that senior politicians were going to the children's homes, orphanages, and renting a boy or a girl. And you can see how sordid it is. And sometimes they went off on little cruises and what have you. I hate to imagine the implications there, and I don't want to talk about it because it's so horrible to talk about it. But you please understand, to me, if a prime minister or anybody in authority receives a list of pedophilia, they're duty bound to squash that and bring those people to trial. If they don't, then they're privy to the problem. And I'm sure you agree with that.
Oh, 100%.
And again, hearsay, Tony Blair in his younger years had another name. I won't go down that road, but read between the lines. So this is, you know, very, very high up. And all of these people in this ring, nearly all of them, are Freemasons. And Freemason organization contains people of the highest caliber in the country. Ex-admirals, vice-admirals, generals, ex-ambassadors, you name it. And a high proportion of the senior members of Parliament and House of Lords, some of those are part of the problem. Lord Mendelssohn is another one that I would have a question mark after his name. Peter Lilly has some strange goings on, not necessarily in pedophilia, but in other areas. So you can see there's a major problem. How can you have the country run with any moral fibre or structure when you've got people of that calibre running? And it's all over the world, and it's in Congress, it's exactly the same. And we come back to the New World Order, who are there to basically destroy the moral fibre of the country, promote intermarriages and everything. I'm not saying that's a major problem, because I also know with the in pollution and with DU that the gender of people are changing, that people are almost being born with both sexes now. So one can't blame totally for someone being on the other side of the fence, if you understand where I'm coming from. So there are certain elements, but at the end of the day, the New World Order is responsible for those weapons being used. It's part of their depopulation plan, and it goes into a total open field, which we can talk about on another show, and we will be sharing together, as you know, in down the track. So I'll leave it at that. But I've met Holly. Holly is a very very difficult to listen to, but she's super intelligent. It's very difficult for a girl in Down syndrome to tell lies, and she just read out these names of the people that have abused her, but she also gave a list of other children that had been offended. Now, just to give you one little touch of my private life, I was a choir boy when I was young, and I noticed the vicar in that church tampering with children. And I noticed in particular he liked children in short trousers to sit on his knee, including myself. Fortunately, I was not close to that, but I observed it, and I told my mum. My mum immediately pulled me out of the church. And then I came across another situation where I was out with my three mates, fishing for small fish, you know, in the canal like you do with a net, and a guy comes along and takes one of my mates and starts abusing him. We panicked. We weren't brave enough to stay in there. We just ran, because I knew the experience at the church, and my mum had warned me, so I ran. And I felt guilty about that. But this is the level. And you sit in a cinema, again, my own experience, and a guy's hand suddenly goes on your knee and starts going up your short trousers. So it's on such a scale, Paul, it's beyond comprehension.
Well, you know, it's funny you bring this up, because when I first came out to Utah, and you know a little bit about my story, but one of the things that I talked about a little was a woman that ran my marketing company, and I partnered with her on it, and found out later, after everything blew up, that she was involved in these children's fashion shows with her own son. And in researching the JonBenet Ramsey case, that's what JonBenet was doing, and the elite will actually pay for sexual favors from children that participate in these shows. They bid on it. They bid on these kids when they're appearing in these beauty pageants, and it's a secret auction. Public isn't aware of it, but interestingly enough, when I brought this woman up on charges of fraud and other felonies she had committed against me, I got a visit from the Secret Service, Peter. Two Secret Service agents came into my house, and they told me point blank that if I pursued criminal charges against this woman, that they were going to come after me. And as soon as I put together the criminal complaint, because I had no other choice, was either that or be totally devastated, ruined, libeled, slandered, whatever you want to call it, they set up a car accident where they tried to kill me. And so, you know, when you talk about it, and I know you've been through the ringer as well.
Yeah, because what I was doing is when I started, you know, I did about 20 articles and a couple of radio shows on it and actually named the people, which upset people quite a lot. However, when I was with them, I'm not part of them, of this support group, because I always act as an individual because that gives you more freedom. But what I did was I renamed the group and called them Ollie's Army. And you can see all my little cartoons and things I made up with little characters and really taking, teasing the people responsible in a very profound way. And when I restarted doing this up until more recent times by posting the stories again that I'd reproduced, I got a very strong, "We're coming to get you" message. And of course, I had to report that to the police, not as it makes any difference, because you're not protected anyway. But yes, as you say, what they do is they attack you personally, or they try and discredit you or make you out that there's something wrong with you mentally. And they're doing that with Holly's mum at the moment. And when she failed their last appeal, and I was down in the court for that, waving my banner outside, when she came out, they were devastated. It was quite obvious they've got no way forward. But the next stage was the second appeal, or the major appeal, had failed. The next stage is that they were trying to say that Anne was an unfit mother, and to take Holly away from her. And of course, that would be the death of Holly, because Holly and Anne are inseparable, absolutely inseparable. And this is when you look at the way authorities, you mentioned about this, and I heard this in hearsay, that when you have a birth certificate, you become part of the state. You're not an individual, the state own you. And so if you default in bringing up your children, either by financial pressure or whatever, the authorities can come along and take your little sibling away from you and put her in a home, he or she, and then that person can be farmed out to pedophile ring. That's how corrupt and how bad society has become.
Well, it's interesting as well. Now, again, getting back to Utah, one of the things that occurred during the Olympics scandal, I don't know if you remember this or not, but they were giving these Olympic dignitaries that were coming to Utah, they were providing them with teenage female escorts.
Yeah, I could imagine.
And this is with full complicity from leaders within the Mormon Church, my friend.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's no organization that's immune. And, you know, what's interesting, whenever you see this kind of behavior, you usually can link it to the intelligence agencies, because there's always some type of compromising going on here. This is all designed for them to gain control over our leader, whether they're religious leaders or whether they're political leaders or whether they're corporate leaders. It's all designed to bring these people under their control.
Yes, it's either done sexually or financially. It's like they get them hooked up into some sort of fraud and then record it, and then they've got them over a barrel, as we say here in England. And yeah, you're spot on there. And the CIA, of course, are very much part of setting that up. They're the main problem. MI5 do it here, Mossad do it. And I myself are continuously harassed on site with the, I call them decoys, women offering their services to you, you know, you know, the ones that you would die for, if you want to put it that way.
And hey, I've been there. I know how you're feeling. I get it all the time.
And sometimes I play it along, you know, a couple of them. I start talking to them, and that person will say, "Hey, hello from London. This is me in London." But it wasn't London, it was Tel Aviv. You know, because you can see by the scenery and things like that. Yeah, so it's really bad. And again, we come back to the New World Order and the Illuminati. And of course, Rome is not so Roman Catholic as we're led to believe. They have ignored totally the pedophilia within the Roman Catholic Church.
Fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Drockton radio program and my website, internettruth.org, where you can find Drockton Bullion, gold or silver, my friends. And all you need to do is email me, pdrockton@aol.com. Peter, you still with us?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to leave you to the last half hour because it's your show and you can wind it up, but I'll stay on a few more minutes. I just wanted to explain that this pedophilia within the church, I was probably unkind in that statement because it's not just the Catholic Church. All the churches are on an equal footing, but it's more prolific in the Catholics because they're not allowed to get married, etc., and one thing leads to another. So there is an excessive pedophilia activity within the Catholic Church. Again, we come back to the leaders. If you give the leader of any organization a list of offenders, it's your duty bound to act upon that, even more so in the church on the moral and ethical side. And yet the Pope has been given a list of all what's been going on, in particular in Ireland, which has been rife there, and also in Scotland to a certain degree, certainly in Canada. You know, the ex-minister got defrocked there for exposing pedophilia. I've communicated with him. So yes, it's rife. And therefore, if the Pope gets a list and is aware of certain priests being involved, then it's not a case of just stopping it. That priest should be handed over to the police, per se.
I agree. You know? Within the Mormon Church, same problem, my friend. Look, yeah. The Mormon Church has been sued. One of the things that is disturbing is literally the links between pedophilia, the Mormon Church, and the Boy Scout movement. You know, Boy Scouts provide an opportunity, and it shouldn't be this way, because Boy Scouting is a good program as long as they follow the rules, which is too deep leadership. Sadly, a lot of times they don't, and that's when you end up with problems.
We come back to the situation where, you know, I keep repeating this, the New World Order, because I'm not going to blame anyone else for this. This is the policy for the New World Order, to break down the structure of families, to break down relationships, to break down the religious aspects, the moral fiber, the ethics, etc. And all this, of course, then creates a social problem, which is exactly what they want. They don't want you to have an education. They don't want you to have a relationship. They don't want you to experience love, etc., etc. And you get into the hateship and racism. And before you know it, you've got an uncontrolled, drunken, drugged, or whatever, uneducated person on the street, and that's exactly the way they want you. And so the nations, in America in particular, I have to say there's a lot of sheep there. There's a lot of sheep here as well. And people like Paul Dructon, myself, and others, one person can make a difference. You've got to become a shepherd. And what annoys me to a certain degree is, I know people are interested in what we're talking about, but also people are reluctant to pick up the phone because they fear they may be monitored. You and I are monitored all the time. Mm-hmm. It's not a problem. What I say to the people out there, those sheep, those mothers and fathers and grandparents, look your children in the eye and say to yourself, is this what you want for their future? Do you want them encountering a pedophile? Do you want them to be in a position where they can't get married? Or the government or the New World Order is controlling how many children, if any at all. Mass depopulation, we know, is on the agenda by infertility or whatever measure. And who is the top of the New World Order? Includes the Illuminati in Rome. Mm-hmm. So we come back to religion again. Mm-hmm. So are they worshipping God, or are they worshipping Lucifer?
Well, I agree with you. You know, one of the things I want to talk about, I want to have you back tomorrow if you're available, is just the harassment that I know you've been through. And one of the things people need to realize, you can't trust anybody. You can't trust anybody. You've been screwed over by close personal friends. I've been screwed over by close personal friends. And the reality is, I think in our society that, you know, we trust the wrong people. People are not worthy of trusting.
But the thing is, Paul, the judicial system, the judiciary is controlled by the New World Order. So even when you think you're going to get a fair judge, that judge has got strings attached.
Right.
And, you know, we can talk about this another day, but basically we'd won our case. The other person had defaulted. The person was certainly guilty of the crime, and yet they bulldozed our civil case ahead of a criminal case, which is a no-go in law, and with the hope that that person in the criminal case would say, hey, Peter's talked about me, I'm not getting a fair trial. They bulldozed ours, they defaulted us, and they said, the case is closed. You've lost the case, incur your costs and charges. So we end up with this massive bill, but we said, no, I'm not accepting what you're saying. We're going to appeal, no matter what, because under common law, I have the right to a jury and a full trial, open trial, not a closed door, you know, with secret societies going on. So now we're in the moment of appeal, and guess what? The person I'm up against has just been convicted of the 27 charges that I put in my paper about what I talked about. She's been convinced of that. She didn't attend her own trial and got a bench warrant, and now she's seeking refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy with none other than Julian Assange, who's the WikiLeaks people. Now, everybody knows about Mr. Assange, but nobody knows about Andrea Davidson, who's got more to tell than them. As then Assange, I can assure you, the media's not interested. I'll leave you with the rest of the show. It's been nice letting me come on board, and I'll join up with you tomorrow afternoon.
Looking forward to it, my friend.
Okay.
Peter Eyre, my friend.
Okay, bye.
Peter Eyre, my friend. And you can read his articles on my website, internettruth.org, or on his blog. And it's EYRE. Always does a great job. He just doesn't have any fear. That's what it takes to do a great job in this business. We'll be right back after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Hey, John, you know, we were kind of wondering
what?
That, well, we knew you guys were saving stuff and getting ready for something like
yes.
this.
Yes.
So what I'm trying to say...
The answer is no.
Man, I've been your friend for 20 years. We played on the company softball team together.
We simply don't have enough food.
But I'm your friend.
Look, Norbert, I came to you 3 years ago, and you basically called me crazy and walked away.
But...
Sorry.
Bummer.
Folks, they may be rolling their eyes at you now, but they'll be on your front porch when it all hits the fan. So why don't you mosey on over to TexasReady.net and order up a Liberty Seed Bank for you, your sure-tailed relatives, and all your non-prepping friends. Order your bank at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas Ready?
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Paul Drapton radio program and my website internettruth.org, and we do have time for some phone calls. If you'd like to call in, the number is 877-488-5350. Now I'm going to just level with you. You know, the thing about these people is if there's any way that they can compromise you, if there's any weakness in your character, if there's anything at all that they can exploit, they're going to find it and they're going to use it as leverage against you. And I was with a network before this one. I'm not going to name any names on the air. But they infiltrated it successfully. And I know for a fact, I believe for a fact, that it was Mitt Romney's campaign, because there isn't anybody out there that's done more research on Mitt Romney than me. There isn't anybody out there that's written more articles, that's done more exposés on the Mormon Mafia than me. As a matter of fact, published an e-book called Mitt Romney and the Mormon Mafia. Now, during the primary, I know that my articles had a huge impact because they were used during these Republican campaign. And I know they'll be used again during the general election. And let me tell you, this is from personal experience, my friends, in dealing with these people. And they will do everything they can to destroy you once you start going on the offensive. Now, I had no other choice. It was either be destroyed or take them head on. And I took them head on because I figured, you know what, if I'm going down, then the people might as well know the truth about who these people really are. Not who they think they are, but who they really are. So anyway, the way that this worked is that when I started with this other network, this individual began to correspond with the head of the network, and he got involved with romantically. And turned out that he complained to me about being harassed and about being stalked, and I defended him publicly against those individuals that were attacking him, and literally turned into where I believe that he has been totally compromised by Mitt Romney's campaign, and that this particular individual, who can be traced back to a Michigan Illuminati family that has always been very influential with the Romney family in Michigan, basically have done what they could to push me from the network. Well, I left because I saw the direction everything was heading. I realized that the individual had been compromised and that they're just simply I was going to continue to be continue to be edited until I no longer would have my freedom of speech to talk about what I want to talk about. And the network is simply gone, for the most part, pro-Romney as a result. And the reality is that this is a huge blow to the truth movement, that we have these individuals that have infiltrated and compromised one of its leaders. It's a huge blow. And this was a person that I trusted and respected. But he obviously has some things in his background that they were able to use against him, are using against him. This woman claims that he's into pornography. I don't know if that's true or not. I just know that that's what she claims. And other things. But they're both, you know, they want me gone. They want to minimize my voice, especially during this election campaign, because I am the most effective weapon against the Mitt Romney campaign, because I know everything that anybody could possibly know about how these people operate. Now, one of the things that I pointed out earlier is the Olympic scandal. Now, Mitt Romney, when he came in, people think, well, this guy cleaned up the Olympics. This guy made sure that things were taken care of. Well, he didn't. The Olympic Committee was never prosecuted. Romney withheld documents, literally from the prosecutors. He basically stonewalled any investigation into their activities. And these people were guilty of serious crimes. And as I pointed out, one of the crimes that they were involved with was providing young female escorts to visiting dignitaries from the Olympic Committee. Now, if this had been your daughter or my daughter, we'd be up in arms about this. But I've learned since then that the Mormon Church has been compromised by the CIA, been compromised by the Rothschilds, and been compromised by the Romneys. And simply because of personal weaknesses again. And my only point in conveying this to you is keep your nose clean, and these people will not have any power over you. I mean, it's just that simple. Don't do bad things, because if you do bad things, someone somewhere sometime is going to use that to get you to do worse things. And that, my friends, is simply a fact. Now, one of the things that I also exposed about Mitt Romney was his involvement with the homosexual agenda, and actually advancing the homosexual agenda. And one of the concerns that I have as a Mormon, and have had as a Mormon, is the fact that the Mormon Church has publicly endorsed gay rights legislation in Utah. And this is the same church that came out against gay marriage in California. And so the question becomes, who was compromised within the church that they would do this 360, or do this 180, whatever you want to call it, about face? So I guess it's a 180. Because a church that has always been pro-family, has always been basically a staunch defender of heterosexual relationships, now all of a sudden is giving in to the homosexual agenda. Now, part of the reason why they're doing this is because of the Romneyites within the church, because the Romneyites want Mormons to become more popular with the world and to be widely accepted by the world, which, by the way, is a total contradiction of what it says in the Bible. Jesus said that if you are a true follower of him, that the world's going to hate you. They're going to despise you. They're going to cast you out. They're going to drive you from city to city. I've experienced all those things. They're not going to embrace you. They're not going to make you their president. They're simply going to do what they can to destroy you, because the world is easily deceived. So my point is that when we start looking at some of the other things that just don't make sense, one is that there was an appointment of a gay, openly gay individual to a priesthood leadership position in California. There was a public apology issued at a church in California for the churches, for the LDS, for the Mormon churches, support of Proposition 8. This was all done contrary to what the majority of the church would have done. This is being done by a evil minority within the church that's co-opted the agenda. And when there's co-opting, my friends, there's always compromise. That's what I'm trying to point out here. There's always compromise. Now, when we look at Massachusetts, and we look at Mitt Romney's record as governor of Massachusetts, we can see he openly endorsed the homosexual agenda in Massachusetts. And if you go to a website that I created, it's called Mitt. It's called Romney, R-O-M-N-E-Y, for president.us. Links to many of the articles that I've written about Mitt Romney. Not all of them, but many of them. And this is one of the topics that it addresses, is Mitt Romney and the radical homosexual agenda. Now, on that site, you can see there's a flyer. And that flyer says, Mitt and Carrie wish you a great Pride weekend. All citizens deserve equal rights regardless of their sexual preference. Look, marriage is not a right. Marriage is not a right. If it was a right, then it would be given to us at birth. It's not a right. It's a responsibility. And society does have the right to decide who should have the benefits of marriage. Now, what people do in the privacy of their own homes is not something that I'm concerned with. I can care less, and I don't want to take the time to monitor people's personal relationships. I think that's going to create a bigger police state than what we have right now. So the goal is not to stand in the way of people that want to have homosexual relationships, because I don't think there's any way you can do that. I think what we can do is prosecute the crime. Sodomy was a crime in every state until just recently, and public sex was a crime that was also prosecuted. We used to have vice squads, remember those? That would hang out where gays would troll for sex and arrest them if they were involved in any type of publicly lewd actions. Heterosexuals as well, didn't matter. Heterosexuals get arrested for prostitution. And the point is that if you want to keep it in the privacy of your home, which is what we were told. You remember we were told that that's what they wanted? Leave us alone. We don't want to be bothered for what we do in the privacy of our own homes. And we said, fine. No one's going to bother you for what you do in the privacy of your own homes. But now, all of a sudden, a bigger agenda is being shoved down our throats. Now, the majority has to accept that, which to me is morally repugnant, and that which I'll never accept as normal, because it isn't. Not that I care about what people do, not that I'm going to do anything about it, but I sure as heck don't want laws that give someone special treatment because of a choice. And the legislation that was passed in Salt Lake City basically states that every landlord has to rent to gay couples. No, what if I don't want to? That's my choice. Remember, we also have rights. And one of the rights that's guaranteed by the Constitution is freedom of association, which simply means I have the right to choose who I associate with. Now, thanks to this legislation, we also have businesses being compelled or forced to hire cross-dressers. So you can have businesses now in Salt Lake City are forced to hire men that dress as women. Would you want that representing your business? I wouldn't. That's basically what they, this is legislation that the Mormon Church supported, and this is what I'm opposed to. Now, Mitt Romney also said, and I quote, "I'll be better than Ted Kennedy for gay rights." Now, it goes deeper than that, because we talked about Jerry Sandusky, but there's also been scandals within Mormondom as well. And one of these is the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs in Schools. The Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs in Schools is an organization based in Utah in the United States. It was founded by Robert Litchfield and was incorporated in 1998. It states that it is an umbrella organization of independent institutions for education and treatment of troubled teenagers, all operating in accordance with WWASP guidelines. Many outside believers believe, however, that the WWASP-affiliated institutions are actually owned through limited partnerships, many of which have the same addresses as the principal partners. Okay, we've got Scott calling from Wisconsin. Scott, you're on the air.
Hey, Paul, how you doing? Thanks for getting me on there, big guy.
Hey, no problem.
Paul, I wanted to speak, and I hear what you're talking about. And, you know, let's talk about back in Noah's time. Mm-hmm. What were the women doing at that time before the flood? They were messing around with the demon giants, you know, if you follow that back then. Lewdness. And, you know, we know what happened in the back in the old Bible with, let's say, Lisa and Lisa. Mm-hmm. The Lord, and you're right, everybody has their own business of what they do in their own house. You're right on that. But there's a big guy with big glasses that are looking into each household, and his name is the Lord. And
that's right.
I'm not putting judgment on these people, and we shouldn't judge, you and me. But the bottom line is, the good Lord knows what's right and wrong. And these people are being deceived into something that isn't a marriage, because a marriage is between a man and a woman, as is Adam and Eve. It wasn't with Adam and Adam. But this is a thing that is not going to fool the Lord. And there's two things that I wanted to address with you, Brother Paul. Is number one is the two in-flesh sins are adultery and fornication.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about these the adultery where the Bible clearly excludes itself on that. But look at the people across this country, Paul. They're living in fornication. And sin is sin right across the board. There ain't one sin better than another sin. And you're exactly right. You have to examine these politicians to see where their background is, to see what they have done. Because if you don't, they're going to creep in the door, and then you're really going to get hammered with this stuff. So I just wanted to call in and give my viewpoint. I mean, you might not agree on some of it. You might. But We know that we can't fool the big guy, and that's the Lord. And I just thank you for getting me in quick today, big guy. And you keep preaching that truth there, big guy. And thanks for taking my call.
Scott, always a pleasure. Thank you for calling in. And basically, my friends, as I said before, I mean, the Ten Commandments, right? Isn't that what every religion preaches, and yet very few nowadays enforce? That is a problem. And, you know, if you believe the Bible, Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed. If you believe the Bible, Paul preached against homosexuality in the New Testament. Read Romans, the book of Romans. He spends two chapters condemning the Romans for the practice. It's condemned by Christianity. It's condemned by Judaism. It's condemned by every religion in the world, because what it does is it is an attack on the family. Now, as I said before, I don't know how you enforce it, and no desire to, but the bottom line is you got to look at the corruption that's bringing these things about. So, again, if you want to call in, feel free. Got a few more minutes left. I'm going to talk about more about this Mormon sex abuse scandal tomorrow. This is Huntsman and Romney. We'll take a quick break, and we do have time for a few more calls, so feel free to call in.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you completely fed up of being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are: incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Now, some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Drochman radio program and my website, internettruth.org. And just a reminder that the show is on Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific, 10 to 12 Mountain, 11 to 1 Central, 12 to 2 Eastern, and 6 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. And if you'd like to call in, the number is 877-488-5350. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. And all I can tell you is that what it all boils down to, my friends, is free speech. That's what it all boils down to. And free speech isn't designed to allow people to just go out there and libel or slander people, because that's not what it's about. But when we talk about credible journalism, we're talking about credible research that identifies credible issues that need to be addressed. And don't get mad at Mormons any more than you should get mad at Catholics or get mad at any other religion. For the most part, people go to the church and they think what they're being told is what everybody believes there. Remember, the satanic psychopaths only make up about 1% of the population. They control about 98% of the world's wealth, the world's resources. So the same thing holds true for within the Mormon church, is that the average Mormon's a good person. I can tell you that. They're going to do their best to do the right thing. They raise nice families. They put together nice communities. But the problem is the satanic psychopathic infiltration. Now, personally, I don't adhere to any organized religion because I think they've all been corrupted. I think that within the United States, our biggest problem is too many religions, almost all of them, have opted for tax-free status over principle. Anytime you take something from a government, then the government owns you. They own a piece of you. Because if you try to do anything that goes against the current psychopath's policies, then they'll threaten to take away your tax-exempt status. This is what happened to the Mormon Church in California. You know, it's funny. These people come out and they talk about rights and they talk about freedom, but they don't want you to have any. They don't want me to have any. They want to take away our rights to say, look, we don't want this in our communities. We do not want this in our families. We don't want this in our society. We have the right to associate with who we want to under the Constitution. Now, once again, as Peter pointed out earlier, what their goal is to totally subvert the American family, destroy it, just like they did with slavery, is they destroyed the family. Why? Because they want to be able to send you anywhere you're needed. They don't want you to have any community ties or local ties. They don't want you to have any loyalty to any other individual other than them. And this is the kind of society they want to create. You and I, in their eyes, are nothing more than slaves. That's it. And slaves don't have rights, and slaves don't enjoy constitutional freedoms. And it's something I'm not going to accept. No one is going to clasp the irons of slavery on me with my consent. It's not going to happen. We have a duty and a responsibility to resist, my friends. In peaceful ways, of course. God bless you. Have a good afternoon. And we will be back tomorrow with the Paul Drockton radio program. Thanks for listening.
Host of The Real News Radio. I want to tell you about a must-have